We go to Zach, who is calling from Binghamton, New York, listening over FLN. Hi, Zach. How old are you?
Nine.
9 years
Nine years
old.
old.
10. 10 years old. You just had a birthday, huh?
Yep.
Got a
Happy
question for
birthday.
Jimmy.
Is
the Antichrist on Earth right now?
Zach, a question that has been asked all over this country. In fact, I was just in Mountain Home, Arkansas last Sunday, and they asked me the three most asked questions in the world, and Zach, I want to tell you that was one of the questions: is the Antichrist alive on the earth today? Thank you for listening. Number one, a 9 year old, excuse me, a 10-year-old young man listening to our broadcast. That thrills my heart, and I give your folks our love as well. But Zach, I do believe the Antichrist is alive and well on earth. Now, when I say that, the individual, it will be a human being, Zach, that will be energized. And what that means, the power will be given to that human being who will become the Antichrist by Satan. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 2 says, Satan gives him his power and his seat of authority. He energizes this individual. And so I believe there's a human being, a lost person. It could not be a saved person. It has to be a lost person who is not going to trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Satan comes into that individual and energizes him. And I do believe that Satan has selected an individual to be the one who would be the Antichrist throughout history, or at least from the time that it would have been appropriate for the Antichrist to be on the scene. If that could have been the last 25 to 50 years, I believe Satan has chosen somebody, and should that individual, a human being, die, then he would select someone else of influence who he could then energize, bring him to power, and cause him to do the activities of the Antichrist. Hey, Zach, thanks a lot for calling. Man, tell you what, Jay, that's exciting to have a 10-year-old young man interested in prophecy and listening to our broadcast.